Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Nun Beis, Se'if Vov and Se'if Zayin. Se'if Vov. Lo Yetzi Odom Erev Shabbos Samlecha Chashecha B'machtoi B'yado Lo B'kumuso Shama Yishkach V'yotzi. A person should not go out of the house Friday afternoon close to dark carrying a pin in his hand or a quill in his hand because he may forget he has it and end up carrying on Shabbos. But he is permitted to go out Erev Shabbos wearing tefillin, even though it's late in the afternoon. He won't forget about them. A person may not go out of the house Erev Shabbos near dark with his pin. It's not only a pin. Any item he may be holding in his hand, he cannot carry out of the house Erev Shabbos if kol nubeis biyado in his hand. The same is true if he had an item in his pocket. That's the normal way to carry, and if he did so on Shabbos, to carry in a public domain, he'd be chayiv. And the Chacham said, you may not leave your house with that item when it gets close to evening, because he may forget, and actually take it out when it's dark. But he is allowed to go out of the house into a public place near evening with a pin that is penetrated into his clothing. In a place where that's not the normal way to carry it on a weekday. Any other unusual way. So that if he would go out on Shabbos and carry it in that fashion, he would not be over in Issa Torah. Like we learn later on in Siman Shanaf. The Af Sha'al Kopanim Midrabanan Asa, even though it is Asa Midrabanan to carry it like that, the Chacham make a Gezeira not to leave the house Erev Shabbos for a Gezeira that if you did, you'd be over in Issa Torah. They're only afraid leaving the house Erev Shabbos if you'd be carrying an Issa D'Oraisa. But if it would be an Issa D'Rabbanan, they didn't make the Gezerah. Well, the fees, and according to this, Ha'idna today, Telekrishas Harabim Ela Karmelis, we don't have outside our homes a public domain with D'Oraisa. It's all Karmelis, it's D'Rabbanan. Shari Lotzeis Bechefes Shebe Yado, Samalach HaChashecha. It would be permitted to leave your house Erev Shabbos, even close to evening, carrying something. Ha'ina Kodnishki, of course, we're talking about before sunset. The low havi el gzeir, because to aser would be a gzeir for a gzeir, because the whole issur to carry in our streets is a karmelis issur drabon. Miu, however, ladas havi poskim, according to many poskim, for hamachab b'michlolam, including the Shulchan Aruch, gam bezman hazeh ikur shesuram. Even today, we do have the shesuram the araisa, kamosh muchach b'simin shin memhei, like we learn in simin shin memhei. The lufimasha kasev agol b'biyur, and according to what the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary. That if it's close to sunset, it is usher even to a karmelis. So even though the simple pshat is that if it's only an issur d'rabbanan to carry, we're not going to aser carrying it in your hand when it's still Erev Shabbos, because we're afraid you may end up carrying, because it's only d'rabbanan. But there are poskim who hold that our outside areas are usher sarabim d'iraisa, and the Vilna Gaon held anyway that some of the chashech is usher for a karmelis. Now, clearly, if there was an Eruv, there's no problem. There's no problem carrying Friday afternoon when there's an Eruv, because there's no Issa when you're carrying on Shabbos. We're just discussing when there would be an Issa to carry on Shabbos, not to carry Erev Shabbos. Now, the question is, what is Samlech L'Chashecha? When are we not supposed to carry this because we're afraid you may end up carrying on Shabbos? So if you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, Be'er Halacha is Samlech L'Chashecha. Pimigodim says this is a half hour before twilight. That's basically a half hour before sunset. Kamo samoch lemincha, like close to mincha. Now the Yerushalmi says it's even earlier. Samlech hashecha is mincha ketana. What's the lomel mincha ketana? That's a big chumah, not to carry on erev Shabbos for mincha ketana. The post cannot bring the Yerushalmi. Zulus Beferush, Rabbein Chananel, except Rabbein Chananel. Val Koponim Hanocha Mahach, Rabbein Chananel, Hashalom. One should be strict like the Pimigodim and Hashalom, a half hour before sunset, not to carry out of your house, because we're afraid that you may carry on Shabbos. V'gam meher gomuchach, da'i somach, ein lana, im shkia mamish. And also from the Gaon it's clear samach isn't mamish with shkia. So this halacha again is that within a half hour of sunset you shouldn't be carrying outside, because we're afraid you'll end up carrying on Shabbos. So there's a shayla, does it apply bizman hazeh when our outside is only a karmelis, and that's a machlekes. But we said if you have an eruv, then there's no shayla you're allowed to carry, because even if you carry on Shabbos, you're not going to be over any issur. Mishtabura sefkod nun gimel, shema yishkach v'yotzi. We're afraid if you carry it erev Shabbos in your hand, that you'll end up carrying it on Shabbos. Hayinu sheyishkach, he'll forget. V'yotzi sechef, it's mishtashach mishus v'shus. And then he'll carry this item once it's dark outside from one domain to another, or carry it 4 cubits in Rishus HaRabim. So this is a problem whether it's in his hand or in his pocket. If he's wearing tefillin, we're not concerned. What's allowing him to say, but tefillin lives shabarosha. He's wearing tefillin on his head. We're not going to make a decree. What if he forgets to take it off before it gets dark? And then he'll have to take it off. He'll remove them from himself. He'll carry it for Amos and Rishus HaRabim. K'moshe Kosef, Simen Shin Aleph, Siv Zayin, as we write in Simen Shin Aleph. We're not worried about that. The Fisha Mistama, Eino Shechel Chamosha. We say he's not going to forget he's wearing his film. She mitzvah the Ma'ash Mishbehem. It's a mitzvah to feel them, to be aware of them. For also the Siach Daito Mehem, it's forbidden to forget that he's wearing tefillin. So make sure to take them off and put them away before Shabbos starts. But if he's carrying tefillin in his hand, then he can't go outside erev Shabbos, even a half hour before Shabbos, let's say. He can't go out carrying his tefillin in the bag, like any other item. He's not thinking about the tefillin, and he'll forget. And then, once it's dark out, he'll carry them from one domain to another. So if he's wearing his tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not afraid that Erev Shabbos will forget to take them off and carry them. But if he isn't wearing them, he's carrying them, then it's like anything else, you shouldn't be carrying a half hour before Shabbos. Again, that's if there is no Erev. Se'if Zayin, mitzvah l'mashmesh odem b'kelev b'Erev Shabbos sam l'chachashecha. It is a mitzvah for a person to feel his pockets erev Shabbos before it gets dark. Make sure there's nothing in his pockets that he may not go out on Shabbos with them in his pocket. His clothing. But wherever he will put things in his pockets, whether it's a pocket sewn into the garment. Or even a belt, if it's a place where people put things in the belt, maybe there's something in there, and I'll carry it in a public place. I don't think this is like a money belt. Could be they had like material that wrapped around, and you could put things into it, tuck things into it. So that was normal. You have to check it before Shabbos, make sure you're not carrying. Or maybe something is muksa in his pocket. He'll end up carrying on Shabbos. So that is a halacha. You check your pockets before Shabbos. Make sure there's nothing looks are there. Make sure there's nothing you may end up carrying. If you look in the Sharetzi and Lamates, we're not going to say, well, the whole thing is a question about a drabonon, so why can't we be mekel? The davar motzui v'ragulhu, because it's so common. That you keep in your pockets during the weekdays, money and other things. So we're not going to just say safek d'rabbanan kula. And besides, the ikalivrui bekal is very easy to check. And the law is, if you can easily check, we're not going to assume that it's okay without checking. The same should be true on Shabbos itself. If he plans on going out of the Erev, and he keeps in his pockets things that are usually permitted to carry, like tissues, you know, things that aren't muksal. So before he goes out, he should check his pockets and make sure they're empty. The Be'er Halacha comments on the title of this paragraph, Mitzvah L'mashmesh Odom Mekev. It's a mitzvah for a person to check his pockets. Be'er Halacha says, Loshen Ze'isa Gam Kem Betur. The Shulchan Aruch and the Tur both use the language of mitzvah. If you look at the Gemara says chayov adam lemashmei shul. A person is obligated to check his pockets. Not that it's a mitzvah to check your pockets, but an obligation. So why did the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur alter the language of the Gemara? It would seem the reason they changed the language, Mishum, they had a kasha. The Masnisan lo also let says samlechach sheicha elam oiches davar ha also let says b'Shabbos. The Mishnah only said it's forbidden to go out Erev Shabbos close to dark if you're carrying something that's also to carry on Shabbos. Avalosha yitztarich lemashmesh, it never said you're obligated to check your pockets. Pen yeshlo eza davar she'asu letzeis b'Shabbos, that maybe there's something in there that you can't walk out on Shabbos with. It says you can't carry. It doesn't say you have to check your pocket. V'gam shom halo gozu rak she'asu letzeis b'chevetz chos be'so. And this gezeira was not to carry something that you plan on going out of the house with. Ubeze mashma, this halach of checking your pockets, the implication is that afkesh yoshev b'vesoy, that even if you're sitting at home, sam lecha chashecha, close to evening, gam ken chayav lemashmesh, you should check your pockets. Ubeze shino halashon, that's where they changed the language, because of a mitzvah. That it's a mitzvah to check. Tahai chayav eino ela mitzvah. This chiv of the Gemara is only a mitzvah. It's not a real chiv. Masha ain't kein sham yisur, who as opposed to carrying this takan isur. Avlefi masha mechalak hagwa. But according to that which the Vilna Gaon differentiates, dema denoket chananya im chashecha lav haino sam lechashecha demas nisan. There's two different chashechas. Dim chashecha hakavana sam shkiyam amish im chashecha means right before sunset. Asi shaber kol mashikshin. There's no kasha. The samach hashkiyah mamish chiyuv ika the mashmesh vavkish is reso. If it's right before sunset, then it's taka chiyuv to check your pockets, not just to miss to check your pockets. Uberabam nami east. If you look at the Ram, his language is chayav the mashmesh im chashecha. You're obligated to check your pockets as it gets dark. Kolash nabras is the baiso. Vachamotzos b'sefin hashalom shagam hu nochis achalik bein hayidachanayin hayidah masis mamish also hagra. So if it's earlier, half hour before, it's only a mitzvah to check your pockets. But if it's right with sunset, then it'll be a chiyuv to check your pockets.